I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I got maybe the biggest and fattest blister I have ever gotten in my entire life. Like, it is insanely big.
What were you doing?
I went golfing the last, like, 28 hours.
Yeah.
Doing a little dry rub.
Not really.
That is a tremendous amount of masturbation that would have to occur.
That's for barbecue, bud, not.
Yeah, don't they make gloves for that, man? Come on. What are we doing?
Grow up, man.
Yeah, masturbate like an adult, Ski. Figure it out.
Seriously. While you're crying in the shower, it's.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. Hey, Bluetooth. Make sure the Bluetooth is off.
Yeah.
Bluetooth is definitely never.
Clear. Everybody in the chat, let's hear your thoughts on masturbating and crying in the shower.
In a cold shower, you know, sometimes you just got to do it.
Got to do what you got to do, man.
If it's an outside-facing bathroom, you open that window up, turn it on cold, throw up the hub on your celly, and just cry through it.
Put on the hub on your celly. You know, that sounds like modern jargon, but it ain't. That sounds like something the kids would say, but it ain't.
Actually, I think Selly is now what NFL calls celebration.
It is. Yeah. It is. And yeah, actually,
Selly cam.
It has been for like a few years now. So.
Yeah, let's watch them gritty again for the sixth straight year. Okay. All right.
Oh, I like this. Nutian saying his go-to is to sit on his hand for a while and make it numb. So that's the stranger, right?
The stranger.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but back in like 2019, I locked myself out of my cell phone.
I could not remember
my password. Yeah, and by the way,
as somebody who used to work for a cell phone company, you're fucked. There's nothing you can do. Yeah.
It was literally like 120 days.
Yeah.
Apple was like, well, we know this is you. Nothing we can do.
Nothing right? we can do. Yep.
But before that, I went to the Nerd Squad. And before they figured out everything, which was weird, they didn't, whatever. They were like,
they didn't do it in the first place.
They were like, we see some water damage on your phone. And the guy kind of looks at me and goes, are you taking this into the bathroom? And in my head, I was like, yeah, man. I scroll Twitter while I shit, but his inference was like the wife was over there. Are you
putting this on the soap holder? Is that what's going on?
Are you hubbing in the shower? Oh, come on, man.
I forgot what show it might have been from the league. He says you take a sandwich, like a little sandwich bag. Put that around your phone. Boom, it's waterproof. You can take that shit in the shower with you.
How are you going to see it? Like, this guy hasn't seen a sandwich bag in like 20 years. Like, what are we talking
clear
about?
Clear bag. What do you mean? It's a clear bag.
It's not a clear bag. Like I said, this guy hasn't made a lunch like
no
ever.
Yeah, there's generally like a green film,
yeah,
like a tint to them, no. and they fog up. You put a PB&J in there, and they fog up.
I can't even imagine
what they do in the shower. It's terrible.
Yeah,
even worse than just going raw dog.
Look, bro, I like where your head's at, Ski. I'm sorry, but I can't.
You're a problem solver. Yes. You're just wrong.
I can't let it slide. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. All I can do is apologize.
I think you guys must be buying that cheap ass Ziploc bags, man.
Well, the Ziploc is cheap? What?
Excuse you, Mr. One Percenter?
Yeah, seriously. Yo, above a Ziploc?
Where do I get those? Tesla bags? Am I right, Ski?
Yeah,
I get my sandwich baggies fucking made in America, my friend. You guys got that? The Chinese made stuff.
This guy gets his sandwich bags from Erewhon or whatever the hell it is.
Seriously, yeah, seriously. Jeez Louise. Yeah, someone's going to be in the Trump administration soon with this wealth. Well,
good for you.
If only, man, I'm trying.
You're going to get one of those gold cards, bud. Good for you. Okay, I got some more from the chat here. Booble says he only jerks it to his own liberal tears, which got to use them for something.
It's a good lube.
Yeah.
It's a good lube.
And he did give our list suggestion for today, top three lubes. I don't know that that's going to end up happening. But let's see. Duck, Duck, Chef, go lefty so it feels new again. That's, you know, I'll say it's a good strategy in general. Just, you know, like
Antonio Banderas. Like,
yeah. Antonio Banderas! No, you just got to switch it up. Yeah.
You need some level of dexterity, though, with your left. If you got no, if you can't go left, you can't jerk left. How about that? Jaylen Brown can't jerk.
You know, no.
Sure.
You just force him to go right, or you force him to go left, and it's over, right?
Like, and it's over.
All right, yeah. So we're here.
This is where we're at.
This is where we have found ourselves.
Here to
start. I know, I did. So, in your earliest days of yanking the crank, whatever that was, whatever age you were, mm-hmm. have you changed how you do it, or was it always the same?
It definitely changed over the year. You know, yeah, get a little more finesse in your game.
This is a really good question. I think I've stayed pretty consistent, I think.
Because I remember, like my informative years, like we're talking like fifth grade when I was like, oh, I have a dick.
I hear you. Yeah.
Like I have a dick. I did it way different than even in like eighth grade.
This is
too much information, but we're here.
Sure.
Like,
this is where we're at. Yeah. No, we're grown men. We're talking about like grown men stuff, and it's okay. And by the way, not necessarily grown man stuff. Like this is
healthy stuff.
Healthy
women out there, listener Brianna, masturbation for women is healthy.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, don't bring this shit up. And I mean, this can't be going on in our schools anymore. You and you fucking perverted lefties bringing up this.
Is this DEI? Like, do we got to? Yeah. All right.
But you know, like, I was a two-hander. Like, I'm talking, like, I'm not saying I did this, like, much, but I remember doing it. I was like a paddler. I paddled it. I was like, it was really weird.
Were you, like, hitting the speed bag at the gym?
Yeah.
Like,
yes. Like, yeah. 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 I was like, hitting the back of, like, or, you know, interesting. The front of it, I guess, if it's face up.
Because it had to be a downward motion.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
Very
really
interesting.
Weird.
Very interesting. I was gonna say, like, the first few are basically involuntary. Like the first few, just sort of like you rub it against something on accident, and it's like, like, yeah. Oh, that was cool. I should do that a lot more. How do I make that happen more? And then you just sort of figure it out. That's the goal anyway.
Like I said, you get a little more finesse in later. You know,
yeah.
With practice,
you figure out what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again. Healthy, like very healthy. I feel like if you don't do this, you know, semi-regularly, then you're gonna go crazy. Like you gotta
you make an angel lose their wings every time you spank it, so just
and again
men and women, yes
can't believe I'm asking this.
There's no shame here. I'm not letting our podcast fall into a shame spiral. You know what? We're up here.
We didn't land on Plymouth Jerk. Plymouth Jerk landed on us.
Yes.
We're here.
Yes. So to
when
speak.
When you've had a family member die, and you're, you know, you're, and the, are you like, oh, is that still looking down? Because I have. I've been like, oh. Are they? Nah, I don't believe in that. Are they?
Maybe. You know what? If
Dad, is that you?
Here's the way I look at that, because I have thought about this before. If they're watching me, that's on them. You know what? Like
they're voyeurs. They
ain't up in heaven if they're watching me. I tell you what. Unless it's a violation of privacy, right? Unless they're narking on me, like one of my family members is narking on me to God and is like, "Look at what this motherfucker's doing, right?" Like,
look at his hairy ass palms.
I'm saying, yeah.
Hey, is this like, guys, what you think? Like purgatory is like you can't go to heaven. You're stuck here amongst the living realm, but you can only watch people fucking jacking it.
And you're,
like,
and listen, you're just narking on them. That's your job.
Yeah, dude. Well, you're stuck in purgatory. Yeah.
Jesus was a big jacker. The J in Jesus stood for jacker.
I mean,
reach under that robe and could just.
No. You just brought up blister. You think he's jacking it with the fucking sand back then and no lotion and
oh my god,
you know, he barely had running water, man. You're not jacking it back then. Yeah. You're not jacking it back then.
Imagine, like you said, they're not washing themselves. Imagine how dirty and smelly that would be. Like just society in general is just a different standard, right? Like, they're just used to shit and piss being everywhere. But, like, just, God, like, imagine, like, sex in that era. Like, ugh.
What was that? That was our movie podcast. Go listen to A Knight's Tale. We go in.
We talked about that, right?
In depth on this, yes. On the golden age, the middle ages of unwashed peoples.
Who knew this was the topic we couldn't escape as a podcast?
It just, well, I mean, it's just
keeps
it's
again, coming back, natural, so to speak. Yeah.
Everyone poops. Every male masturbates.
Females. I mean,
again, women are weird about it. Again, women, it's healthy.
Depends. Just
fire one off.
It's great. Let's see. So we got more questions. We're just going to keep rolling into this because it's a light sports week.
Sports.
So,
we need sports. Let's keep going.
I mean, if you know of any sports that happened, I'd love to hear about it.
Like Limp Bizkit. Just keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Exactly. For the nookie, right? All right. So Duck Duck Chef, real question is, what triggered the first time? Are we comfortable talking about this?
I think it was just like, oh, I feel pressure down there. That's weird.
That's it. Yep.
Let's investigate that a little bit. See what's happening.
Yeah. Let's just see what that's all about.
Yeah. I distinctly remember mine. It was.
Do tell.
There was a pillow involved, and I was like, "Oh, that's awesome. That should continue." Oh my God, what's happening? Oh my God, what's happening? Essentially, that was it. And then it happened. And like, wow, okay, so that happened.
I think I'm very happy that I didn't go through that, like, that initial phase.
Yeah.
Where, like, people would, like, fuck the couch or shit like that. Or like,
I didn't mean to. I didn't intend for that to happen.
But sometimes, you know, people go, hey, you know, I guess you said no shame here.
Yep.
Early phase stuff like that. But
yeah,
at least I never was. Yeah. Because that's getting caught jacking it by someone, awful thing.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But getting caught fucking screwing the couch or something like that, that's a little
way
that's
worse.
Way
that's
worse.
That's JD Vance. That's what JD Vance exactly. was doing.
Couch hey. Fucker, yeah.
Hey, and you know, like, there is a place in our society for couch fuckers. And, you know, like,
vice presidency.
Get yourself your own couch for that purpose is all I'm saying, because people don't want to share that couch with you. And something that's not really acknowledged a heck of a lot, and, you know, parents know this, obviously, is you spend, like, as a young boy, you spend a year or more just getting boners. That don't do anything. They're just boners, and you're like, I have no idea what this is. Like, it's I don't know what to do with this. It's just there, and like, so then when something actually finally does happen with one of them, you're like, oh, all right, well, shit, the game has officially changed. All right,
no, King's the one that has teenage boys right now, so
I have. I'm assuming he's a shower guy. I have not found a shred of, like, an abundance of tissue paper or, like, lotion.
Pressy saw.
Yeah, who's doing
and, like,
laundry?
See, I know I've told this before. Like, I had an old roommate, like, when I in college, and when he moved out, he left his headboard. And when we went to move it, and everything came out, the doors on the headboard came out, and it was nothing but tissue paper with, like, rotten stale cum. And the smell was just, like, it was like an avalanche of just semen-covered tissue paper.
Opening Tutankhamun's fucking tomb right there, just...
Yeah, it was so bad, we all had to just fucking laugh, because we're like, we just got assaulted by cum tissue. Like, crusty... cum tissue that we didn't expect. We were moving a headboard. That's all that was left to move was a headboard. And we were just, and it was sharp. That was a weird thing. It's like I felt like I've never passed a kidney stone, but like I feel like that's how it would feel. Like it was sharp. It just hurt.
Wow. Wow.
Like you're getting shot by BB guns, actually.
No, that's like a scientific experiment, dude. You're
it was
science.
Terrible.
Yeah. All right, I got some things to pass along from the chat. Duck Duck Chef, Beyonce's Check On It music video special feature on the Pink Panther DVD starring Steve Martin.
Hey, Martin.
I love this. I love
Pink Panther 1, right? Not Pink Panther 2.
My man. That. My man. That's a good story. That's a good story.
And he's also not racist, see? He's into interracial.
She's Foxy Cleopatra and she's a whole lot of women.
Is that an actual defense of racism? Like, hey, I jack it to minorities? Is that something you should play off?
Somebody has said
Miller.
That.
I bet you Stephen Miller would say that.
There are people in Florida who stand by that, dude. 1,000%.
Well, it's all the most extremely bigoted people are like closeted gay people. I assume probably the most racist people like that, all they're jacking it to is like hard black porn or hard Hispanic or something like that. For sure,
that's a good
right? Question.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
You are probably right. All right, I'm gonna try the name again. Long Rod Von Hugendong, 123 in the chat. Said, my friend in fifth grade told me if you touch it long enough, it feels awesome. And I didn't believe him. He was right.
Good friend right there.
That's a good friend. Buddy. It's good a good friend. Friend. And by the way, like, that's a good friend at any age. You know, like, sexual health is sexual wealth or whatever. That's not a phrase, but I just said it. So. All right. How we doing? We ready to move on? How we doing? We okay? Are we all good? Every episode is explicit, Booble, by the way.
I
check the box every time.
Insane. Did you guys ever have someone you knew? And this is a more of an age specific thing, because yes, in high school we had the internet, but it was not the internet that we know now.
Nah.
It was not the internet that we knew in 2008, let alone, you know what I mean? Did you ever have anyone who was like, hey man, I got long dongs and you know, like shaved slongs, you know, like on VHS. I stole from my dad's room. You wanna did you ever have that situation with like shaven blondes and long dongs, like volume 47?
And we're talking about like a friend being like, hey, let's all watch this together.
And there's multiple of you. Because you have to be young. Like no one's doing that at a certain age.
Yeah, yeah.
Middle school.
Yeah. No. I didn't have that. Nope.
I didn't have that guy.
Nope. No, I was
invited to that thing once. The guy's name was Gary, and I have a thing about Gary's, so I just wasn't interested. Yeah. I didn't go over there. But I was like, even at, you know, age 13 or 14, I was like, that's such a Gary move.
Such a Gary move.
Such a Gary
and
move.
And you know what? It depends on what the atmosphere is, right? Like, maybe it's just educational.
No.
No? Okay. All right.
We are a very open-minded podcast. I'm not watching that with a bunch of bros. That's weird.
Yep.
No, that's got to factor in for us. Like you said, we didn't have the internet, you know, in our early teen years like that. But at the same time, you could stumble across a porn mag anywhere.
In the forest. Just like, yeah.
In the forest, anywhere. People are like, oh, I got to get rid of my porn, but I don't want to throw it away.
In the forest.
You literally can find them anywhere.
Or a dugout or something like that. Like old dudes knew when they had to get rid of their shit. It's a rite of passage, man. We got to leave this where a coming of age boy can find it.
I forget. We were somewhere near Autzen, walking along the... We're coming near Autzen.
I bet.
One of the trails along the river there. Underneath, like down the bank, right underneath, like the base of one of the bridges, you know, we're just fucking around, rolling through, checking these out. Literally found a little nug jug that had maybe like a dime bag amount of weed in it. two Playboys and a uncashed check for $500. Ooh. Just sitting under the bridge.
Did you commit a crime and cash that check?
I don't think the bank's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come cash this $500 check, 12-year-old kid. Yeah.
You definitely robbed a homeless dude, my guy. Like,
or did you just not hiding it? Like, it wasn't tucked. It was literally sitting in the open, just doink.
Did you put that weed in a tab can that you indented and watched open it up to Jenna Jameson on page 13? Is that what you did?
No, we definitely stopped off somewhere and bought a soda to smoke the herb out of, though. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best. 100%.
Just stab some holes in it and boom.
You gotta stab some holes.
God, that aluminum tastes good, man.
It tastes so bad.
This is amazing.
Didn't have an apple at the time, so yeah, that's what we had to. Gotta use what you can get.
Yeah, apples. Like, knife hits never really, I never understood. Like, people were doing them. Oh. But man, that's a way
knife
to injure yourself.
Knife hits were crazy.
Ugh.
Yeah, knife hits are. Yeah.
Wild. Okay, so from the chat, Nutian says, watching Comedy Central after 2 a.m., if you know, you know. Yep. And by the way, like, there was, by the way, BET Uncut, if you'll remember, was also super late night, early in the morning.
Wild.
Like, the,
wild.
Just Google Nelly Tip Drill.
Oh, sliding that card.
Go for it.
Accepted.
Yep. I need a tip drill, a tip. Come on, man. Like, that video is crazy.
Yeah, that was a little later for us. That was like
it was
early
later.
2000.
It was.
I was like watching like Silk Stockings and shit like that on like the
squiggly.
It was like the 9 o'clock, yeah. Like the 10 o'clock window, like on USA.
Beating it to Silk
Stockings. No, that's what we had as that level. We didn't have tip drill videos to.
Kids, you know, these days, I tell you what. WCP found his dad's Playboy stash in elementary school. Little homie was standing at attention, so he investigated.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Nutty and Britney Spears' toxic music video? Yeah, man.
Oh!
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Duck Duck Chef, and Booble calls this the greatest sentence ever written. Duck Duck Chef says, forest porn was my first encounter seeing box.
Yeah, there you go. If you got lucky and found like a hustler or a penthouse, you were fucking set.
Yeah. My first like real sexual experiences were in a forest. Like, it wasn't a real forest, but it was walking from middle school to the bowling alley. Cause, yeah. So I did whatever I did in the forest. I didn't have sex. I didn't have sex. I'm not saying I was cool like that. I just said sexual experience with a girl.
I thought it was going to be an enchanted forest, which would have been.
No, hey. No, it was just, it was that.
Depends
if
on how it went.
The Amazon, if you know where the Amazon ship trail is, it was.
Yeah, didn't someone got murdered there like a year and a half ago.
That's going to say.
Don't care.
Yeah,
touch vagina.
Don't you fucking like take this memory from him, Ski? You know, like,
well, they're redoing the whole fucking slough there. It's like,
man, she always put in what was it? The cinnamon gum.
Oh, Big Red.
Big Red. Oh, she was a big Red. Oh, it was great.
I feel like
and looking back,
relatable. You know, relatable.
Not, literally, these things lasted like 3 minutes. We had to walk to bowling. We had to walk to a bowling alley for our bowling class.
Good for you.
So we had a friend who was a lookout. So weird.
Oh, that's weird. The worst job ever.
Yeah.
No!
I feel bad. I'm sorry, Thomas. I'm sorry.
No.
But yeah, these things lasted less than 5 minutes. It was, and again, not sex. I was not that cool. Not that cool. Just, you know, touching in a forest. So how about sports, man?
Some soft petting in the forest.
One more.
What you?
Booble says Lita from WWF. Yep. Yes. Let's
AC Keebler.
Let's transition. let's transition into podcast. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. Should I have said our names? Maybe not after just talking about that. I don't know. But again,
we're just being open bros, man.
Bros being bros, having bro talks. Like, and by the way, ladies, check in on yourself.
Ladies, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, welcome
to the... If I can find it, you can find it.
Is it real? That's what I want to know. Yeah. That's what I want to know.
I'm still a little unsure.
We're just having a dialogue, you know? Like, it's okay. It's okay. We're all safe. We're just having a dialogue. All right. Welcome to the podcast. Discord is a thing you should join. Sports Brewery and Discord. It's where we get our list ideas, our movie ideas. It's where most of the people in, actually everybody in the chat and more talk about random crap throughout the day. It's a good time. Better, way better than Twitter. Just putting that out there. Twitch.
Well, only a little less racist than Twitter.
Yeah, it's getting there.
We're good.
Like, yeah. We've had a couple moments over the last couple weeks where it's getting Twitter-ish.
I like it. I like it. Shout out to AK. I love King, it.
You yeah. would.
King,
you would.
King loves Twitter still, so he yes. just feels yeah. right.
I don't tweet. Man, look at my timeline. I don't really tweet anymore, man. I just hop into certain accounts and be like,
troll a little bit.
You're a cuck. Yeah.
Yeah, you just call people cucks and that's it.
Yeah.
I like yeah. that.
Like, no, well, yeah. actually, there's some guy named Stephen Cheong, who's in the Trump administration, and he's really mean on Twitter. I did not know who this guy was before like 3 weeks ago. Really mean on Twitter. And he's an Asian man, and he's large, and he's bald. He's like 37 and bald, which is fine, but he's got like a crease right here that is so fat that it like hangs over. And so I just like to remind him that that should be where his hairline starts, because he's just very mean for someone with the White House like logo attached to his Twitter account.
Yeah.
That's so all I do.
That's it. Okay, fair. Fair. Hey, every man yeah. has a creed, and that's yours. I appreciate that for you.
And then people tell me I'm ugly too. They're hey, Rob, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah.
So.
All right. Twitch.tv/abrog87 is where we do the sports podcast live every Thursday. Hey, it's Thursday right now. We're doing the sports podcast live. Hit follow. It'll send you a notification when we go live, and you just click a button, and then you can watch it live. We do a movie podcast every Sunday. The movie this week is Nosferatu. It is on Peacock? Yeah, it's on the cock.
Yeah, it's on the cock.
Nosferatu on the cock. So watch and that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday.
Let me tell you this. You must watch the extended director's cut.
Correct.
Because you get 4 extra minutes of just brooding Skarsgård.
Skarsgård dong. Sure. If you want to see some Skarsgård dong, like check out those extra 4 minutes.
Make sure you watch yep. those extra 4 minutes.
Yep.
Definitely saw a penis.
Yep. There is a vampire penis in that movie if you'd like to see that.
Penis.
Kind of like extending our discussion, right? Like, go see you a vampire penis, you know? Like, it's okay. Nobody's judging you. It's right there.
It makes you feel something. Just
that's okay.
It.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's healthy.
There's no judgment. Robert Eggers making movies just for you to be comfortable, you know? I don't know if that's true.
Robert Eggers makes movies specifically for one type of people.
He really does. And they're yes. not to make you comfortable. Like, no, they are the opposite of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's it. Would anybody like to start talking about sports?
Kind of, yes.
Okay.
So Oregon basketball, blah, 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 blah. First thing, I hate the Big Ten schedule, because this whole thing, and these like twice this year where the Ducks have like a complete week off, and it's just...
Yeah, this is one of them. Yep.
It's one of them, and it's weird and whatever. But also, the other day I heard, oh my gosh, what's his name? Eric Musselman from USC.
Yep.
Complaining about travel. Okay. And then the next video was something I had seen before, where Mick Cronin, UCLA's coach, was like a month ago complaining about the same trip, Maryland and Rutgers, and the team they come back and play has been in LA for like 3 or 4 days. And there was someone overlaying it, like it was like a TikTok where they're like, oh, and this. And so I started looking because they were showing Mick Cronin's credentials in his whole career. Basically being like, I'm a UCLA fan. This guy hasn't won enough to talk this crazy, right? So I just started like Googling coaches and blah, 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 blah. Winning in March is kind of hard. Like winning in, like in the tournament, I don't think we realize how hard it is. And just give me a couple minutes. So since 2015-16, right? I just started picking random like coaches that I know, that everyone knows, like not random guys, just people everyone knows. And these coaches that have advanced beyond the round of 32. So they've won a game in the tournament, lost, you know, in the second round, right? Or advanced. But these are since 2015-16, these are the coaches that have the amount of times they've advanced beyond the round of 32. Mark Few, 8, the most. And that's actually the most you could do because this year doesn't count. 2020 was COVID, so no one got an opportunity, right? 8, that's the most. He's alone in that regard of winning at least 2 games in the tournament. Kelvin Sampson, 5. Okay, Houston, that makes sense, right? Bill Self, guess how many Bill Self has?
2.
4.
Huh.
Mick Cronin, who is the guy that inspired me looking this up, has advanced beyond the round of 32 since 2015-16 3 times. Scott Drew, who has won a national championship at Baylor in this time period, has done it 2. So the year he won the national title in the bubble, blah, 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 and 1 other time. Bruce Pearl, who is the head coach of the number 1 team in the nation right now, made a Final Four with Auburn that 1 year. Since 2015-16, he has advanced beyond the round of 32 once. John Calipari has done it 3 times. Tom Izzo has advanced beyond the round of 32 since 2015-16 2. And you want to know how many times Dana Altman has done it? 4.
4, yeah.
4. I know. I know that when like some of these guys get there, Izzo's they go to the Final Four.
Kind of thing. Yeah. That's...
But Tom Izzo hasn't won a title in that span. Tom Izzo hasn't won a title since like 2000, actually, or whatever it was, 2000, 2001. But yeah, the only 2 guys in this just random group that have won a title in that span were Bill Self, who's done it 4 times, same as Dana Altman, and Scott Drew, who's done it 2. So it's just my whole thing again with Oregon fans. I don't think we really realize that how hard it is to win in March. And again, I'm not Bill Self, better coach, Tom Izzo, better coach, better programs. I'm not saying Oregon is Kansas or Michigan State. But Michigan State fans, they still support that fucking team.
It helps winning title, like in our lifetime. Again, having won a title helps that.
It's been almost a quarter of a century.
It's been a while, but
I don't even know if was Udonis, who I would love to know. It was Mateen Cleaves, right? Mateen from Michigan Cleaves. State.
And
who was on that Florida team? Was it Udonis Haslam?
Didn't Oregon play that Florida team?
No, that was much further. That was the Dynasty Florida team.
Joachim Noah?
No. They were talking the 2000. But yeah, I'm just saying, it's weird when you look at it. You're like, damn. Again, not saying that Oregon's basketball program is as good as Michigan State's or Kansas or whatever. It's just once you get into March, it's all random. And he does comparatively well.
Really difficult.
That's it.
It's really difficult, and it's especially difficult to do it here. And he has consistently done it here. Yeah.
But again, I feel like my entire argument last week about Dana is that like I said, Dana's a great coach. Mm-hmm. And like you brought up all those getting to the Sweet 16s, you know, four times. But my argument was I just don't think he's that guy to get you that extra step ahead where you need to go to make a championship game totally, caliber thing.
Totally fair.
And it goes to your argument of, yeah, who else would you get that would be that next step guy? You know, because that's what – who you need to replace him with to be worth replacing him is the whole argument.
And, like,
that,
again, Oregon has three regular season games left. They're guaranteed a game in the Big Ten Big Ten tournament, and they're guaranteed a game in the NCAA tournament. So maybe they go 0-5, and they finish 20-13, and we're righteously saying there's something wrong with this program. So I'm not taking a victory lap. I was just – context of the last like 10 years. That's all I was doing.
Your whole list of the people that have got past round of 32, I wonder if you dove in even deeper and found out like what their average seed was for getting there. So I bet Dana's would be high too, but when you look at other guys like, you know, like you brought up Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl is probably a top 5 seed in every year he's made it, and he's only done it twice.
Right.
There are people you can see that are choke, like shitty coaches that choke in the tournament.
Like kind of Scott Drew.
Exactly. You say, oh yeah, Mark Few makes Sweet 16s all the time, but you know, he was known for not winning the big ones. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. No, okay. I just thought it was interesting when I looked at it.
Who was crushing Cronin as being like a not good enough coach?
UCLA fan. Yeah.
I hate Cronin. I think he's annoying and a fucking loudmouth, but you can't say he hasn't done a fine job at UCLA.
Right. He made the Final Four like 3 years ago. Yeah.
Exactly.
Booble in the chat. Ski's argument is the Bilotti argument. He got the program good, needed someone else to take the final step. And, you know, it does remind me of football a little bit because – like, we keep thinking Oregon football is at the level that it needs to be to take that next step. And we think the steps they're taking are bigger than they actually are. So they keep going from, like, one guy who's like, all right, hey, recruiting's top 5? Like, okay, Oregon's getting there. They got a shot. And it's like, no, they're not there yet. And we think they're going like this, where in reality they're going like this over and over again. And that's, you know, and so we thought Dan Lanning had it this year. We thought this was the year. This is the best team. They're undefeated. This was going to be it.
Guilty.
Yeah, we all did. We all did. And they're not there yet. And so again, like maybe that is the case. Maybe Dana Altman is a consistently get to the Sweet 16 guy, but cannot and will not ever go past that other than the obvious, you know, 1 year in the Final Four. But
and the other year in the Elite Eight.
And the Elite Eight, yes, sure.
And it's hard though because
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's hard to maybe put that on Dana as like a coach itself. I hate to say it, I think maybe he's aging out of the current climate of college sports.
Possible.
That's what we're seeing with you see it in football now. You see these young coaches that know the game, know how to play it, and know that you have to push NIL as much as possible. I mean, look, I think, what was it today? We got Kalen DeBoer fucking crying poor at fucking Bama. It's like, get the fuck out of here, man. This isn't the first year of this shit. You can't be crying poor now. You know how the game's played.
If Altman does slip up and say something like that, then that's my first thing. Like, okay, he doesn't know he's done.
Doesn't get it. Yep.
But at 66, like, he's kind of done.
We've also seen it.
Also, does Dana Altman dye his hair? Still looks pretty good.
He's from the Midwest, isn't he? Isn't he from, like, Kansas? I think farmer blood always seems to keep things strong, so I think.
Strawberry blonde still, I think, and a little brown, you know, yeah.
Not bad, bud.
On the Dana point, I mean, Rog, you brought up, he has increasingly got better draft classes and stuff. We've seen him get these 5-star kids, but look what he does with these 5-star kids. He does not turn these 5-star kids into college superstars, let's say. And that's this new game. Yeah,
that's fair.
If you get a big transfer portal guy coming in, I don't know if I'm that guy that wants to shine on a transfer. I don't know if I'm coming to Oregon to play under Dana. If I'm a middling guy, you know, like as you see this year, if I'm TJ Bamba or Brandon Angel, I think that's your best bet of being on a good team.
Yeah. By the way, listener, if you didn't hear, Kalen DeBoer said there should be like a profit sharing thing to even out the odds with recruiting and whatnot.
It's
like, you are fucking Alabama, my guy. Like, give it a rest. Like, give me a break. Like, I'm sorry. Did you just take over the best program in the history of college football and suddenly lost a couple of games, and so you think you're less than? Like, give me a fucking break, dude.
Good for Saban. I think Saban saw the writing on the wall and he didn't want to play the game how it needs to be played now.
He flat out said it. Like, he had been saying it for like 5 years, like 5 or 6 years. He's like, I don't recognize the game. Like, this is bad for the sport. This is blah, blah, blah. And whether you disagree with him or not, I don't.
I do.
You could tell he was like, all right, this is not what I'm here for.
Again, I like Saban, but I'm also, he's a little grumpy, and he's also the guy who's like, is this what we want the sport to be?
Yes.
Teams running with pace?
Uh-huh.
They're running. Hurry up, offense. Is this what we want the sport to be?
Oh, his flip-flop from talking shit about Oregon's offense to hiring Lane Kiffin to run the same fucking offense.
And like, then getting two, and he's like, oh, shit. Fucked. Let's do it.
Get fucked, Saban. Get fucked. Like, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. No, but crying poor of NIL stuff where Saban had, what, 8 years where he pretty much didn't even have to go recruit because all the top recruits would come to him, and now they're going to cry that, oh, the playing field's evening out a little bit now because of NIL.
Yeah. They still are. Like, five stars still just go there because it's Alabama. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we talking about? You're by the way, like, I don't know that Bama was, like, ever consistently the number one recruiting class. Like, Georgia was number one for a few years. Like, Clemson was number one, I think. Like, they're top five. Like, top three. They're still top five. Like, what are we talking about? Whiny ass babies, man. Whiny ass babies. Miss me with it.
I mean, we kind of saw this coming with DeBoer. He had to come out of the gate hot, or that Bama fans would turn on him pretty quick.
It just, while we're talking Oregon basketball still, Kelly Graves has the women's team at 10-7. They're going to make the tournament. Incredible turnaround from last year.
Yes, sir.
Incredible.
Should be coach of the year, honestly.
Our Black Butte jokes have to take a seat for a little bit.
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, hey, applause for Kelly Graves, because
for real,
last year was awful, and the year before awful, but hey, he's adjusted. He did what he had to do. They're going to make the tournament.
He was dead and buried, and we were throwing dirt on it, you know, like, and as you said, props to him. And just incredible, incredible turnaround. And the quickness that he did it in this year, too. Like, the way they came out of the gate, like, just really impressive. Really impressive. Can we – I've been told we should talk about the Sabrina New York thing.
Yeah, let's get team talking about fucking New York sports.
So if you're in our Discord,
let's fucking go, Francisco Lindor. Got to do it in October. That's all I'm saying, doggy. That's all I'm saying. It's got to do it in October.
So if you're in our Discord or on Twitter, you might have seen this. Fox Sports released their top 10 biggest athletes currently playing in New York. They listed in order: Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Jalen Brunson, Francisco Lindor, Karl-Anthony Towns, Malik Nabers, Sauce Gardner, Davante Adams, Giancarlo Stanton, and Pete Alonso. And on Twitter, Sabrina Ionescu retweeted a GIF of herself, like, writing things, making a list, basically. So taking notes. Saying that she should be top 10. My argument was that she shouldn't. Like, I don't think she is a bigger athlete, like, in terms of notoriety in our country than any one of those people I just named. Other than, like, Pete Alonso, maybe. But
Juan Soto is not popular. Like, no one gives a shit about Juan Soto.
He's a Met. Like, nobody for the Mets should be on this list.
He was a Yankee. Like, I know that list is literally, it was just a couple people that just put it together.
Sure.
So I don't know the metrics. There probably weren't metrics.
That's what I'm saying. What is it? Notoriety? Is it popularity? Is it,
but like
fans of the game that you play, like what? Yeah, what's the metric for it?
I Sabrina should be on that list. Like, you're not going to, like, one. So Francisco Lindor, even though he's like number five on that list, I will concede he is way more popular than Sabrina because he's flashy and he's cool and he does stuff like he's eccentric. Juan Soto. What? Like, Pete Alonso? Okay, if you saw, look at Pete Alonso, is just a dude on the sixth, like, going to Queens. Like, yeah.
Winning home run derbies.
That's Stanton also. Stanton does not have much personality. He just hits the ball real far.
Right. Like there are some guys on there, like Judge and even Brunson, because his podcast is insanely popular. I'm not saying Sabrina's number one, but objectively, she's somewhere in that top ten.
Where the fuck is Mark Messier on this list? Can I get a Ranger on this list, please? I'm an Islander. Can I get an Islander on this list?
Counterpoint to
name an Islander.
Name an Islander
from the past.
I don't know the Isles. I can name some Rangers.
Name four Rangers.
Let's see. You got like Mika Zibanejad, Adam Fox. You got the bread man, Artemis Panarin. And
bread man.
Panarin. I love that.
And I think that's all I got.
Mark
Messier.
You already Messier.
Yeah, those are just current guys. Yeah.
Counterpoint to Sabrina. From Nuttian in the chat, and I'm going to add something to it. Nuttian says, Sabrina isn't even the best player on her team. And then he does the runs and hides thing. I bring to you... Are you playing something?
Hmm?
Oh, okay. I thought you... Okay, never mind. So I submit Brianna Stewart. Like...
But this isn't best. This is just
biggest.
Like...
We're saying like, Sabrina's
Ball
we're
is
saying,
insanely popular.
We're saying Sabrina's bigger than Brianna Stewart? That's what we're saying?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think Brianna Stewart doesn't have her own shoe line from Nike.
The Kobe stuff, the Steph stuff, maybe not. I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like social media currency is... There was a saying like a year ago that the internet's not real, right? Or Twitter's not real. It's fake. It's not real. If you lived through the election, I knew that like Aiden fucking Ross and the Romanian brother, I'm forgetting their name, that have flown to Florida, the creepy Pete.
Yeah. Tate.
The internet's real. The Tates. The internet's real. Twitter is real. So... Sabrina has a currency on Twitter and on Instagram and like these things. Again, I'm not saying she's number one. I'm not even saying she's above Malik Nabers, who I don't know.
Played
he had a good year.
He played 10 games.
Didn't watch a Giants game. I don't know, but I know he had a good year. But she's, you're not going to convince me that some of these other guys, Sauce Gardner. Okay. I could not tell you what Sauce Gardner looks like.
Devontae Adams
is only cool because it's the Taco Bell commercial, which again, internet thing. Like, just I'm not saying she's the best. She's not. But
I got a nice list for you from the New York Post. Here's the top. There's their top five all-time Islanders. See if you know any of these names. Number one, Dennis Kotvin.
You know that guy? Oh, my man.
How about number two, Mike Bossy, the boss?
Oh, the boss.
Yeah, the boss, totally, yeah.
How about Brian Trottier?
Oh, Trotsky.
Old the Trotter.
And you got Clark Giles.
Oh, Jai-Jai.
The She-Man.
I called him Jai-Jai.
Yeah. Oh, John Tonelli. There's your top five.
Tuner.
Islanders.
JT. He's Tuner.
I do not know a single name of these 20 names.
That's awesome.
Did the Islanders win like four straight cups in the 80s?
If only there were a way to know. Yeah.
I think they did. Like I think the Oilers won with like Messier and Gretzky, and then the Isles won like four straight.
That sounds right.
Hey, yo, Pat LaFontaine from the 89.
Oh, Pat LaFontaine. Yeah, he's more of a Saber to me.
Yeah. Sabre is
Laffa.
Yeah,
Laffa.
Speaking of knobs,
Ziggy Palfy.
Oh yeah, Palf. Palf Ralph.
Pierre Turgeon. There you go.
Yeah.
Island. What a
list.
What a dead team that, like, maybe the worst team in the, like, the least recognizable team of New York sports.
But bigger and more recognizable than Sabrina Ionescu. Just kidding. So DuckDuckChef saying Sabrina is the most influential basketball player in New York. So bigger than Brunson, bigger than Cat, you know.
Cat.
Thank God they didn't put Cat on that list.
He was. He's on this list.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Carl Anthony Town. What a joke.
So the Islanders did win four straight cups.
Yeah. 80,
81, 82, and 83. Yeah. And then Messier, Gretzky, and the Oilers wrestled it back with their own four-peat.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that was like... That's when Gretzky started winning. Yeah. Okay. Also says Nike deal better than Puma deal with Brianna Stewart. And he's got a point. Everyone wears Sabrina's shoes, even NBA players. Like they are a big deal.
Her shoes are a big deal.
They are a big deal. And that is not insignificant. Yeah, I don't know.
This is just, you know, freshman basketball, whatever. But, you know, I took inventory of my kid's season this year, and pretty much everyone wore Sabrina's, Kobe's, and some KD's. Like, that was
no one's rocking LeBron's anymore.
Big men are rocking LeBron's.
Big men.
The big men.
They're big shoes, by the way. LeBron's are huge.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah. I like LeBron. No, I mean
physically,
bad right foot.
Physically big.
No, they're enormous. Yeah. They're tanks. Are tanks.
Yeah.
They don't look cool.
No.
Generally, like, I completely get why they don't take off. But as someone with a bad right foot, I enjoy them. They're like tanks.
They're very comfy. Yeah. They're Uggs. They're like. Basketball.
They're like wearing
Uggs.
Timberlands. They're like as heavy as Timberlands.
Right. Yeah.
Like they're like Tim's. Yeah. Like they are just heavy and clunky. They should not have caught on. They only caught on for a few years, and that was like 15 years ago when he was on the Heat and putting out like pink colorways. That's when they hit. Yeah. Other than that, don't hit. Clunky, big, got it, boxy. But Sabrina's, Kobe's, little bit of KD's. That's what everyone except for the big men were wearing.
Kyrie's got a good shoe, I gotta say.
I haven't
yeah.
paid attention.
No, kids aren't gonna wear them. Kids aren't gonna wear them, but they're good.
I like his Nike shoes.
I don't like the Giannis shoes. I have like a Swoosh account, and so every once in a while I'll go on there and see what's on sale.
I don't mind the Giannis.
I don't like them.
The low top Giannis's like are fine.
Yeah,
but some of them are a little clunky as well.
Not a fan. Now that I live in this new place, I'm basically going to have to like stop buying shit like new shoes. And so that's a thing. Oh, well. All right. Shall we get to our list?
Before we get to our list. Okay.
That's why I asked.
Did you guys see that the Yankees have changed the song from when they lose? Because it's always been whether they win or lose, it was New York, New York. And now when they lose, it's going to be That's Life. Right?
That's Life. What? Yeah.
What do you picture when you hear That's Life?
Joker.
You picture the Joker.
Yeah, because they have that movie in the Joker movie.
I picture Sonny about to get whacked in The Godfather.
Yeah. Godfather? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird imagery.
It is. Both of those things, by the way.
Both of those? Yeah.
So now,
bring you down like that.
So now we have to cater to sad New York fans. Sad fucking Yankee fans can't hear New York. Get it. Fucking Yankee fans. Fucking New York sport fans in general. Get out of here.
The worst.
The worst. The worst.
Like East, I said last East Coast. Week,
Frank Isola complaining that Kat and Jalen Brunson couldn't be on the same team in the All-Star game until the game. Yeah. No one cares about either of them. Well, Jalen Brunson's kind of cool, but no one cares about Kat.
Like Northeast sports fans. I'd be fine without any of them. Boston, Mets, Yankees, Giants, Jets, pass, Philly, hard pass. Like, I'm good. I don't know what Maine's...
The Mets can stick around. The Mets are fine.
I don't know what Maine's bringing to the table, but, you know, like...
The Black Bears.
Yeah, Rhode Island. Take it or leave it, you know?
The Portland Sea Dogs.
Virginia. Virginia's going to be a pass. You know, like Baltimore. I don't need Baltimore, you know?
What do we got against the O's, man?
Nothing.
The AFC title game doesn't need the Ravens either, apparently.
Nope. Never. all right, let's do our list. So our list comes from WCP541 in our Discord. And if you did not hear, we are recording this on the 27th. Gene Hackman died and apparently did not die today. Had been dead for a little while, and
did he die this year?
Yes, and so
I think he'd be a puddle at this point if it was in like December.
We've seen movies like that. So
cold weather, who knows where he was living?
So he
Jelly first masturbated to.
So he and his wife and his dog died, and it is suspicious circumstances. What we're hearing is that it was probably something along the lines of a gas leak in their house, which we did talk about a little bit in our Discord, Sportsbury and Discord, if you want to get in there and join in on that conversation. In terms of ways to go, that's not bad.
No, they ruled that out.
They ruled it out. Okay. They did. Oh.
Yeah, they ruled it out this afternoon, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
If it's not that. There's not really any other way
and a dog can die at the same time. Yeah, there's only a few.
Bottles strewn around. Yeah,
let's not get into that.
I liked it better when I thought it was carbon monoxide.
Did too. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I heard mummification and pill bottles. Yeah.
Anywho,
someone killed someone.
Let's focus on the positive. And our list from WCP541 is top three Gene Hackman movies. Gene Hackman, I think we've talked about it like a few times. We did The Replacements for our movie podcast. Like, we talked about Gene Hackman. He is a beast, like an absolute beast. I think everything he's been in, he steals the show. He is... And just the way he delivers lines is like one of a kind in the history of acting. He's a beast. So top three Gene Hackman movies. Let's go.
My number three.
Yeah.
Unforgiven.
Hard to argue. Yeah.
It's not actually hard to argue because I could put like Mississippi Burning.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Yeah. Okay. Question. Is Hoosiers on anybody's list?
Hoosiers wouldn't even make a top 20 sports. Make top 30 sports movie, probably. Yeah.
Like Hoosiers.
It's awful.
Totally agree. I totally agree. Hoosiers is one of the more overrated movies in the history of our planet. It is, again, Gene Hackman's fine. Like, he's good in it because he's Gene Hackman. The movie sucks. It's not, no, it's not good. I'm not granting to anybody that Hoosiers is good.
It was a way for white people to, like, think they were a part of basketball still.
Yeah.
They still probably do in Indiana.
Yeah, in Indiana. Still
probably do.
I remember, like, the set shot that one dude had was big for the few years after that movie came out. Like, we would all do, like, the 1 foot, like, runner set shot thing just to, because it was good form or whatever. Oh, what a beautiful shot. It's like, all right, whatever. Tony Kukoc had a beautiful shot. That guy's shot was just a runner in the lane. Like, give me a break. Shoot a 3-pointer, then pop off Jimmy Chitwood. Take a seat. What are you looking
86
up?
86 Hoosiers came out.
86?
Look at the difference of movies in 10 years later. We get a movie like Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
Blue Chips,
that's
yeah.
The difference of basketball, where you, white people feeling good about, here's our fundamentals and no one's jumping to, mm-hmm. Here's a 22-year-old Shaq in Penny Hardaway. Yeah. It's like, yeah, here's what real basketball is.
Like, we're all supposed to be impressed because Dennis Hopper played a convincing alcoholic. Like, I mean
wow. Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
Was he even acting then?
No, he was doing the Pedro Pascal thing of just
method.
Being Dennis Hopper.
Just shows up. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the script didn't call for you being an alcoholic, but boy, it really works out with the script. All right. Or it works out with what we're doing here.
I think I'm adding a layer to this one, Bob.
Yeah. Like, Dennis, you're real red right now. Is there anything we can do about that?
It's 9 in the morning, Dennis.
Yeah, let's get to acting. Come on.
let's do this.
Acting. All right, my number 3 is Young Frankenstein. His little role in Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein is like one of my all-timer movies. It's I love it, Mel Brooks. But his little part is like the blind guy, and Young Frankenstein is fun.
You have that high up on your Mel Brooks movies?
Yeah.
Because that's where I was like, I never liked it that much. But.
Oh, we could do a top 3 Mel Brooks if we want. If we want. Maybe we'll wait. I think there's probably an event coming up soon that would make us necessitate that list. So,
all right. My number 3.
Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah. Uh-huh.
I don't really love old movies that much. You know, 60s and early 70s, I don't really love them. But The French Connection is my number 3. It's one of the few old movies I actually like. That and The Sting are like some of the few I actually really like.
I'm with you, man. Like, movies from that decade just are not very good, in my opinion. Like, just they're slow, plotting. Like, the acting is weird. Like, the sound is weird, if that makes sense. Like, it's just, yeah, I don't get it. But that one, I agree. I sort of like the original Italian Job too. You know, just there's really only a few. All right, 3's from the chat. Booble says Crimson Tide. WCP says Enemy of the State. Hucklebenny says Get Shorty.
Leonard Elmore did that, who created Justified and read like a shit ton of books. Good.
And then Duck Duck Chef says he's only seen Unforgiven, so his number 3 is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which is Gene Wilder, different Gene. So.
Different Gene.
Thank you for not doing a sound effect
just
on that
one. Do your top 3 Gene Wilders. Brog already gave you one in Young Frankenstein. So.
Exactly. Our lists aren't going to be that far off, actually.
Top 3 Genes, Levi Strauss. Blue tab.
The X chromosome. All right, what's your two?
My number two, Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
He is able to upstage Denzel in a movie. That's
really impressive.
Really good.
No, unless you watch Gladiator 2, it's not too hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Yeah. That is in the archive now of our movie podcast. So if you'd like to listen to that, go for it. My number two is French Connection as well. Like, very good. And I think like Michael Caine and Gene Hackman are like the only guys who can do 70s movies as far as I'm concerned. Michael Caine. Michael Caine. Michael Caine. What's your two?
My number two, I'm sure you guys haven't seen this. It's a late 80s comedy. It was called Loose Cannons. Hackman and Dan Aykroyd. It is,
I feel like I've seen it.
It is something else. Hackman's obviously the grizzled detective. He gets a new young upstart partner, Aykroyd, who's a genius, but he also has like a weird identity disorder where he takes on identities of like celebrities and people while they're solving crimes. It's something.
It sounds like the Dana Carvey Turtle movie.
He's not the master of disguise, because he doesn't actually, he doesn't go into disguise. He just becomes like this different person.
All right.
So it's
all right.
Only in the 80s, my friend.
That is crazy. Yeah, I'd never heard of that, if I'm being completely honest. Let's see. All right. Two's from the chat. Booble says Runaway Jury.
I mean, it's hard. None of these movies are bad.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's your personal preference, really. Especially if he's playing a lawyer in something, there's a good handful of them. You just lump them all together.
WCP's is Unforgiven. Mm-hmm. Nuttian and Hucklebenny say Superman. He played Lex Luthor in the Superman movies. Okay. Yep.
Get out of here, Superman.
Not bald.
Nope.
Thank you. I'm so glad I'm not the only one who is thinking. I was going to say it, but then I was going to be like, you guys are going to give me shit. Like, oh, you're not bald and you're fucking nerd.
That's the only characteristic of Lex Luthor that transcends all portrayals of him.
Shave your fucking head, Gene Hackman, you lazy bastard.
Come on, Gene.
What are you doing? God, I hate that shit so much. I might be exaggerating. Duck Duck Chef, Scooby Doo, and Kiss featuring Gene Simmons voice acting. This is really well executed, Duck Duck Chef. I appreciate the effort.
You can tell an age difference between us and him if you've only seen one Gene Hackman movie.
Yes. That's a good point, actually, because he hasn't acted since Mooseport or whatever,
Mooseport, which is early 2000s. Yeah, so there you go.
Yep. All right,
number one. Welcome to Mooseport.
Number ones. Mine is Enemy of the State. Will Smith, banger, absolute banger. Truly fantastic movie that we don't talk about Enemy of the State enough. Like it's a great, great movie. Probably because Will Smith isn't it, but you know, whatever. All right, how about you? Oh, I jumped ahead of you. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad, Kay.
My number one is Royal O'Reilly Tenenbaum in the Royal Tenenbaum.
I knew you were going to.
You
pick
knew it.
Tenenbaums.
I am a Wes Anderson disciple, and that is his magnus opus, his Mona Lisa. It is the best.
Yeah.
That movie. Yeah. And Gene Hackman in that movie is I conceded on Asteroid City. I conceded. I sat in the corner and watched you guys fuck my movie dreams and whatever, and I was sad. I conceded. Yeah. I'm not conceding on the Royal Tenenbaums. It's art and it's great. Gene Hackman was great.
Yes, I agree. I love Tenenbaums.
Mm.
Yeah. Hates
go it. Go watch that. Go watch that and Life Aquatic. Have fun with those.
Life Aquatic.
No, I don't like the Life Aquatic.
It's terrible.
Steve is a zoo.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite. I think it's bad. I'm as a Wes Anderson disciple. I can admit when things are bad. Yeah. Royal Tenenbaums, great, the best. Yes. People are saying
it's the best.
A lot of people are saying. A lot of people.
My number one, surprisingly, hasn't been mentioned yet. My number one, The Quick and the Dead. Young Leo. The Hackman being a badass. Yeah.
No tracksuits in that one. I'm just saying.
Figure it out.
No cigarettes in the old tub.
Figure it out.
That could be how someone first masturbated, cigarettes in the tub.
Fucking figure it out.
Cigarette in the tub after.
Yeah, we've been exposed to some very erotic bathtub scenes in movies we've watched. So, yeah. I mean, one in particular.
My bad for Saltburn.
He also had sex with dirt. That happened.
Yeah, that was weird too. That was weird.
Well, yeah, gave us another run for our money on weirdness with this week's movie too. So
true.
That was an artsy movie.
It could
be
argued.
Christmas movie.
It could be argued. This was
it was a Christmas movie. It came out on Christmas Day.
All right, that's fair. You know, and this was like a Halloween movie, right? You're all about the holiday themes.
Holidays.
All right, one's from the chat. Booble says Enemy of the State. Correct. And Nutian says Bonnie and Clyde. WCP Crimson Tide. And Huckleberry and Duck Duck Chef Unforgiven. Because as we remember, Duck Duck Chef, that's the one movie he's seen. You didn't see Hoosiers?
Duck Duck Chef? Don't watch Hoosiers.
Wow.
I'm legitimately hurt that I'm the only one with the real Tenenbaums on this list.
Yeah, well, I don't see him in honorable mentions either, by the way. Like,
hey,
sorry,
hey, people yelled at Jesus too. I totally get it. He was not understood either.
We did it when we watched
Michelangelo to cut his ear off or something. I don't know, because he was a genius. I get it. It's a lonely alley.
Okay. Again, go back and listen to our Asteroid City podcast. Wait.
Did we do an Asteroid City podcast?
Yeah, we did it. Yeah,
yes,
we did it. Right when it came out, like whenever that
I
was.
I made you guys watch it. You guys and groaned.
I have no memory of that movie. Are you sure?
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, I'm sure. I had to take an L on that one.
Because, Raga, me and you said, I love the Grand Budapest Hotel. And,
yeah.
But Darjeeling Unlimited, it's like, I love some Wes Anderson movies, but that movie and I fought against. I said I hate Tenenbaums.
Wait. Are you thinking of the newspaper movie? I think we watched a different movie.
No, we watched two. We also watched The French Dispatch. We watched two Wes Anderson movies.
We didn't watch the fucking other one.
I'm pretty sure we watched Asteroid City.
I don't think we did.
Maybe you didn't.
Yeah.
Where was I? I gotta be here. I recorded the podcast. I must
during COVID. It's like 2021. Yeah, you know.
All right. Man, and ScarJo's in that. You think I'd remember it, right? Like, okay. Let's see. Honorable mention from Booble Ants.
No, this ants is spelled with a Z.
Yes,
not doing it.
Correct.
Yeah.
He also says, "Welcome to Mooseport and the Chamber." Huckleberry with a dishonorable mention. Hated Royal Tenenbaums. Hated the Birdcage.
He was amazing in the Birdcage.
The Birdcage was a fine movie.
Yeah.
He was so good in that as like the conservative senator.
Yeah. Yep. Nathan Lane and
Rock. Going against Nathan Lane. How are you going to be conservative against Nathan Lane? I mean, that's incredible acting. This guy, this Huckleberry. Jesus Christ.
Duck Duck Chef says, realize that he has seen Wyatt Earp, and that is one of his honorable mentions. So,
okay.
Yeah. He's also seen Quick and the Dead, so that's replacing Willy Wonka. I think we now have a top three for him. So Wyatt Earp, Quick and the Dead, and Unforgiven. Nice work. Nice work, Duck Duck Chef. Why don't you put away the Legos and figure out a fucking list like the rest of us, huh? How about that?
Why don't you watch Royal Tenenbaums like a real 90s kid, you fucking you dork. You fucking zoomer.
You dork. You fucking dork.
I gotta do school online during the pandemic. I'm so young. I'm Duck Duck Chef. Yeah. Go. Yeah, Kinect. Go listen to Sabrina Carpenter.
One of us here, when this ends, needs to put a poll up in our Discord, because I want to see the discrepancy of people that love Tenenbaums and that hate it.
Yeah, I'd be
curious.
How
about just like? Why are you going to be so divisive? Because,
no, that movie is not a like movie. That's a love or hate movie. There's no just liking
Ski
that
is,
movie.
You're very polarizing, man. You know? Like, why don't you just like... Why don't you just stop... Yeah, it's like people need to be in boxes for you, Ski. I mean, look inward, you know? Like,
that movie, everyone's getting boxed up on that one.
Speaking of box, rewind to the first conversation we had on this podcast. All right, that's it. That's the podcast. Movie
on that box, baby.
Box. Movie on Sunday.
Have you ever called it a box in like real parlance? Like,
no.
Oh,
I called it that in one of our movie podcasts. Like,
we get in that box.
No, he's talking about parlance. Oh, yeah. No.
I don't think women like that term. No.
Box feels so good. I love your box.
Yeah, it's like
I've seen called box a million times online. Mm-hmm. No one calls it a box in real life.
No,
you
man.
Just can't.
Nah, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that. Yeah. No, sir.
Box.
Yeah, if you want to get punched in the face, go for it. All right, movie on Sunday, Nosferatu. It's on the cock. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, guys. This was a fun.
Sports?
This was a fun podcast.
Sports?
Like it was a fun podcast.
How about be better sports so we have actually something to talk about?
Agreed.
Once a week. Come
agreed.
On.
I mean, honestly, 7 days. This is the best you had. Was like nothing.
Well.
We had to talk about like masturbation for 25 minutes. Come on. Come on.
It was only 5 days because of someone here. So at least
fair.
Yeah.